Joining us now again on the show this morning is Joe Cordell, CEO of Cordell & Cordell. Good morning to you, Mr. Cordell.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. You're going to talk about something this morning called a quadro, which I never heard of before, and probably if others are like me, it's to their detriment. What is a quadro?
Well, a quadro is a phrase that is used a lot in divorce because it represents the single largest asset in many people's marriages, which are pension plans and pension-related plans. It stands for qualified resource order in divorce. So if it's a qualified order, what that means is that the order is one that that has been recognized by ERISA as being subject to the protection that ERISA gives employees. And there are a whole host of rules. And qualified domestic relations orders, as the phrase is known as, is a device that allows people's pensions to be divided during the course of a divorce. And commonly, lawyers handle this, and they handle it with varying degrees of success. And so one of the reasons I wanted to mention it and call attention to your listeners is that, you know, it's good to be sure that while their attorney may seem very confident that they can handle qualified domestic relations orders, it's often good to have another set of eyes look at those or at least confirm the attorney's real familiarity with that. And that's because all divorce lawyers think they're good at qualified domestic relations orders. But there is a lot of very sophisticated rules involved. It relates, of course, to federal law. And, of course, we know that there are a variety of different types of ways that we provide for retirement now, whether it's through a defined contribution plan or a defined benefit plan. There's just a lot of complexity now. And often divorce lawyers do not take the time to familiarize themselves with these very arcane rules.
What can happen if you don't have one of these quadros or if it's not done correctly?
Well, I'll tell you the way it typically goes down, and this will answer your question. The way it typically goes down is that the plan administrator, which is the person that works at the company of the spouse who has the benefits, it could be a 401k, this could be a traditional pension benefit plan. Often they're the ones who will be given the task of simply doing the division. And divorce lawyers notoriously simply hand this over to them. And they will, you know, unthinkingly hand out the forms that are generated by their company, which of course meet federal law, but still there's lots of room for different provisions, options for survivorship benefits, deadlines for making key decisions about survivorship, et cetera. So there are a variety of issues there, but if you leave it to the plan administrator, they will often sort of unthinkingly just apply their off-the-shelf rules. Well, typically those rules will work to the benefit or the disadvantage to one side or the other. And I can tell you that probably more than half of the divorce lawyers, now I'm guessing, but I would say that more than half of the divorce lawyers will simply accept whatever is given to them as a division of the plan, each of the attorneys, and simply have the judge sign it, and that's that. And once a period of time elapses, then there's no correcting that error, and it can add up to tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the magnitude of the benefits.
And also, the couple getting divorced probably don't give it a lot of thought either until it's too late.
Oh, and the people getting divorced, of course, are completely clueless. I mean, they're having to turn, this is like brain surgery to them. I mean, they're having to turn this decision over. And it's not simply a matter of looking at an account and seeing if the numbers add up, because it's a lot of details, and that's where the devil is in, you know, what are the exact provisions of your plan? And there are a variety of options there, and the administrator cannot be expected to fight the battle for either of the parties. They're simply doing their administrative chores. It's up to the lawyers to sit down with this, you know, with this densely worded technical document and assure that those details, for which they're being paid, incidentally, are done correctly.
And again, it's called a Quadro, Q-D-R-O, Qualified Domestic Relations Order. And certainly a company, a firm with lots of expertise here is Cordell & Cordell. And Joe Cordell joining us this morning. The website, by the way, is simply Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L, CordellCordell.com. Good stuff. I now know what it's all about. Joe, thank you very much for calling this morning.
My pleasure. Take care.